The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Justin Beasley from News 4 here in Nashville, taking you through this beautiful Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we've been talking a lot about Tom Brady and the rumors swirling about out there in New England. And to help us talk more about that, we bring in the expert on the situation, Karen Garrigan, Patriots beat columnist for the Boston Herald. Karen, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, it is the hot topic, I was going to say du jour, but it's kind of every day now.
It is every day now. And as you might imagine, Karen, there is a Tom Brady hysteria that's taking place around here in Nashville with the rumors out there that the Titans could be a potential target for Brady if he decides to enter free agency. What's the vibe like up in the New England area right now regarding the situation? How worried are Patriots fans that Tom Brady might actually leave?
I think that they are now kind of starting to worry because it's getting closer. And, I wrote today, that they're still really – Bill Belichick still hasn't even reached out to say, hey. I think and most of the – I don't want to say scuttlebutt is that right now he's headed out the door. So, again, I think people in New England will believe it when they see it. It's kind of denial right now. But, again, even if it's grim right now, I wouldn't totally close the door on him coming back.
Karen, you mentioned the apparent lack of communication between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And I think you tweeted out yesterday that a source has told you it's not looking good in that area. How much is this Belichick and the Patriots waiting on the new CBA, maybe what the market value is for Tom Brady? And how much is it that just things may be unraveling here between the relationship between Brady and the Patriots?
Well, I think the CBA, sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
That's okay.
Plays into it. I think it plays into every deal right now, because either you're operating on a final year CBA, which kind of takes things away from you, or you have a new CBA, and then you have new revenues, a new radio deal, new money coming in. the salary cap could expand. I mean, there's just a lot of different things in play. I think when it comes to Brady, or say any veteran, older type player, they're able to hide cap money with these voidable year type things. If they have to go by the old CBA, they won't be able to hide money or basically spread out a cap hit as well without the ability to have those voidable years.
Now, the Patriots can jump as favorites in this negotiation. just, in my opinion, by simply getting Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady in the same room, airing out grievances, coming into an agreement, because that is ultimately who Tom Brady knows. Everything else is an unknown factor with the other 31 NFL teams. What would that conversation look like from both ends, in your opinion, if all three of those guys get into one room?
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that, if that happens. Well, I think Brady is at a point where, I mean, pretty much his entire career with the Patriots, he's basically had a team-friendly deal or something that's been helpful to the team so that they could get other needs or whatever, essentially build a championship. And I think the last couple years, you know, when he's wanted the extra years and not the balloon type years or whatever, I mean, he legitimately wants to finish his career as a Patriot, but they want to go, and understandably, because of his age, 1 year at a time. Well, we'll see if you finally look like, you know, a 42-year-old as opposed to, you know, a legitimate NFL quarterback. So he thinks that it's like they, I want to say they owe him, but geez, you know, I've won 6 championships here. Can you help me out a little bit? And the cold, hard businessman in Bill Belichick isn't going to, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Tom Brady and you've won me 6 championships. I'm going to do what's best for the Patriots, and that is to go a year at a time with you.
And Tom Brady's going to do what's best for Tom Brady in this situation as well. Karen, what's the biggest factor in your opinion? Is it a respect factor for Tom Brady? Because when you watch Tom versus Time, you certainly feel like there's more respect that Tom Brady could be given, at least from their side of the fence. And then you also have the fact that, you know, maybe Tom Brady needs more weapons in New England, or the fact that maybe, yeah, he just wants to try something new. Which of those three do you feel is more on Tom Brady's mind?
Well, if you're talking about the Patriots, I think respect and weapons are right up there. It's funny we haven't even talked about money, but it is. Last year was miserable for him because he had a non-winning type of offense, or in his mind, they couldn't win with that offense, and he was pouting pretty much all year long, because he knew when push came to shove that offense couldn't produce points, you know, if the defense, I would say faltered, but if, you know, some team got, you know, got a handle on the defense and scored points. And he doesn't want, I mean, what can we say? It wasn't fun for him, even if they were winning, because of the defense. So he just wants to be surrounded by a better cast. But the other thing is, in terms of a contract, he doesn't want to go a year at a time. He wants legitimate years, to maybe a 2-year deal at this point, so that he doesn't have that fear that you know, they're going to trade him, dump him, or whatever.
Karen Gregan on the line with us from the Boston Herald. And Karen, last thing for you here. What's the backup plan, just for the sake of argument, if Brady does leave the Patriots? What's the backup plan for the Patriots if that happens? Is it a total rebuild? Is it the Jared Stidham show at that point? What do they do if Tom Brady leaves?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and I think that's what has Patriot fans most on edge or nervous, because, I mean, their only real visibility of Jarrett Stidham last year was him throwing a pick six against the Jets week 3, and like, he came on in a relief of a blowout, he threw a pick six, and Tom Brady had to put his cleats back on and go out and finish the game. So fans don't know enough. It's hard to know if the Patriots think Jarrett Stidham is the next guy, or, I mean, what's out there for them? Do they take the guy, your guy, who got benched Marcus Mariota. I mean, the options for them, I mean, and a lot of people are talking, a lot of whispers have them making a trade for Andy Dalton, who's 0 for the playoffs. So this type of thing has people in New England kind of on edge, let's say. But you know what? In Bill they trust, too. So they figure he must have a plan.
Absolutely. One would think so. Karen, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Karen Garrigan, Patriots beat columnist from the Boston Herald, has been our guest. Thanks so much.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Karen.
Very interesting stuff there. And I do love that we were talking about just kind of in a joking way in the last segment.
She was listening.
She was. Marcus Mariota being the starting quarterback for the Patriots next year, potentially. I said that kind of as a joke, but I've thought about it for the last 10 minutes ever since I said it. That would be the most Bill Belichick thing of all time. If Brady leaves, Mariota goes there, and he turns into a – can you imagine what this city would be like if Brady comes here and is the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans?
I mean, if you can
Mariota goes to New England and lights it up in New England.
I mean, come on. If you can win 11 games with Matt Castle, I mean,
I know.
What can you do with Marcus Mariota?
I know.
Don't
I'm
we have
saying.
A hunch that that Marcus Mariota is going to work out at his next stop, too?
I you know,
just with how
I don't know
bad
if I'm willing to go
here.
There, but
I have a small hunch that it's going to work out, at least to the point where that team plays the Titans and he beats the Titans.
He beats them like in a playoff game?
Yes.
Can you imagine what it would be like if Brady ends up here and Mariota is the starting quarterback in New England? Now, that may be the most unlikely scenario I've ever tossed out in the history of a radio show, but I'm just saying that's the question I keep coming back to in this entire discussion with Tom Brady. What do the Patriots do if Tom Brady is not their quarterback? And at the end of the day, that might be the most important factor in all this. Because Bill Belichick, I mean, he's a great coach. Obviously, he's built this roster to where they've been competitive for the past 20 years. Everybody gets that and understands that. He's not going to coach for that much longer, at least you wouldn't think. I mean, how much longer is Bill Belichick going to be the head coach in New England before he decides to retire? So do you want to tear it down and go through a total rebuild with Tom Brady not being there? Do you have that much confidence in Jared Stidham that maybe he is the guy? Like, that's what I keep coming back to in this discussion. What is plan B for the Patriots? And nobody really seems to know, because I think it's impossible to know at this point.
I'm almost willing to say it's not going to be Jared Stidham. I mean, they'll trade for a backup or maybe the 28th to 35th best quarterback in the league and make it work with him, or go through the NFL draft. As I mentioned, there are a ton of guys that, you know, there's six really good quarterbacks, in my opinion, that are first, second round worthy. The Patriots have the 23rd pick in this upcoming draft. You know what's going through Bill Belichick? You know, she said, in Bill Belichick we trust. What's going through his mind is, you know, instead of paying Tom Brady $30 million, we're going to pay this other guy $7 million, and we got $23 million to disperse elsewhere and make this team just – even better defensively and maybe offensively with what they're looking to do, because, you know, they got Sony Michel, they got some young running backs. They would almost be the Baltimore Ravens before Lamar Jackson. They're going to win games ugly. They're going to win games on defense, and the quarterback doesn't have to win them games. And they could get to the playoffs in that division.
Yeah, I mean, that division's awful.
Would be the Bills right now. Subpar quarterback. Decent quarterback.
Good defense.
Really good elsewhere.
That's right.
And Bill Belichick, I think, is going to outsmart whoever else is on the other side. And they'll get back to the playoffs with a fighter's chance.
I mean, I don't know about a fighter's chance, but they'll be back in there. I think we all feel confident in that.
Yeah.
But are they really a Super Bowl threat at that point? Probably
fighter's
not.
Chance, like, not beating Patrick Mahomes, but again, they'll get a home playoff game.
Never know. Going to be really interesting to continue to monitor this situation. We'll see what happens over the weekend. I'm sure a lot more rumors will come out at some point.
Yep.
I mean, it's been fascinating.
I'm here for him.
Yeah, fascinating to follow this story. When we come back, it was a big win last night for the Nashville Predators against the Calgary Flames. Can they keep that momentum up against Colorado on Saturday? Also, a really cool sports day tomorrow in our city in Nashville on Saturday. We'll get into that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Justin Beasley here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save